ارجعوا إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. والله يدعو للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة ولا يرهق وجوههم قتر ولا ذلة أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. الذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة ولا يرهق وجوههم قتر ولا ذلة أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون.
والله يدعو إلى دار السلام. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، مع اللقاء 17 تحت عنوان المشتاقون إلى الجنة وبقيت لذة عظيمة لأهل الجنة طالما عمل لها العاملون وذاب شوقا لها المتقون، فهي لذة اللذات وغاية الأمنيات، إذا نالها أهل الجنة نسوا ما هم فيه من النعيم، إنها اللذة الكبرى والنعمة العظمى، أعظم ما ناله أهل الإيمان، إنها رؤية الله تبارك وتعالى. My dear brothers and sisters, this is our 17th meeting under the title, Those Who Are Longing to the Jannah. There is one enjoyment, there is one beautiful thing that is left in the Jannah. Everyone works so hard for it. And everyone is very longing for. It is the mother of enjoyments, the best of all enjoyments, the objective of all hopes. When the people of the Jannah get that enjoyment, they forget everything in Jannah, including what? The Hur al-Ayn. Set everything aside. This is nothing in comparison to this enjoyment. It is the greatest one. It is the opportunity to take a look at your Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. To take a look at Allah, the one that you spend all of your life serving Him, loving Him, fearing Him. You get to see Him. It's not like someone you missed for a day or two, or someone you love a little. It is Allah. Can you imagine seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking a look at the source of the beauty? The source of the beauty, whatever you see, the most beautiful thing that you see, the Jannah that we say, everything in it, never occurred in your mind. The beauty of the Jannah, the beauty of the women there, it's beyond imagination, yet all of those is zero when it comes to the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول ابن كثير رحمه الله فيما يروي عن الجويني رحمه الله أن الرب تبارك وتعالى إذا كشف لأهل الجنة الحجاب وتجلى لأهل الجنة تدفقت الأنهار واصطفت الأشجار وتجاوبت السرر والغرفات بالصرير وغردت الطيور وأشرقت الحور العين. قلت يعني يقول ومع هذا كله فإن أهل الجنان يشغلون عما هم فيه بالنظر إلى الرب تبارك وتعالى. ابن كثير رحمه الله reported that الجويني رحمه الله said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the veil that prevents people from seeing him because of the beauty that emanates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face, the light, the shining, it will kill you, it will burn you, it not only you, everything that this light can get to, which is the whole world. Hadn't it been for the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put that veil, he removes that veil subhanahu wa ta'ala and you don't die. Why? He creates you subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that you can stand that light. No more that you can look at the sun and close your eyes. Your eyes, فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ, very strong, vivid, strong, they can handle looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals and removes that veil, everything in the Jannah starts, this is like a preparation for this awesome scene. He says that rivers would gush out for beauty like a fountain. Trees will line up. The reclining chairs and such and the rooms and everything will start to make beautiful sound. The birds will start to sing. The Hurul Ain will show up. With all this beauty, for each individual, one of those, and they're all gathering together in an awesome display, you don't look at it. You ignore it and you concentrate on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You continue to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ignoring all the fun that you have, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the veil back. You just fix your vision on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا أَسْعَدَ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ عِنْدَمَا يُنَادِيهِمُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَوْ يُنَادِيهِمْ مُنَادِي يَا أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ إِنَّ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَوْعِدًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُنْجِزْكُمُوهُ فَيَقُولُونَ وَمَا هُوَ. How happy the people of the Jannah are going to be when a call will proclaim, all people of the Jannah, there is a promise by Allah to you. He did promise you that before and he's going to fulfill it right now. The people of the Jannah say, what is it? And look what they added. أَلَمْ يُذْكِرُ اللَّهُ مَوَازِينَنَا. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our righteous deed outweigh the bad deeds? Look how they put it. Allah made it. They did not say, we worked hard for it, we deserve it. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it with his mercy. وَيُبَيِّضُ وُجُوهَنَا, and beautified our face, made our face white and shiny, because that's a sign for success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said in Surah Ali Imran, when it talks about wujuh bid, this is the people of the Sunnah, or these are the people of the Sunnah. If you follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your face white, shiny. This is a sign the day of judgment. Here in dunya, color does not matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
whether you're white or black or this and that, irrelevant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, I have a brother, one time he said, why everything evil is associated with the color black? Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of judgment, those sinners, their face will be black. When you make a sin, there will be a dot in your heart black. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at you here in this dunya according to your color. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't favor white over black, or black over white, or red or whatever. This is a sign, the day of judgment, everyone is going to be one color. Everyone is going to be the same. And here in dunya, Allah doesn't account you for who you are, or where you come from, or what color you are. So you don't, even though the color black is associated with those things, you don't reflect it on yourself and you take it personal, like I am bad too. No. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَيْكُمْ وَأَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah doesn't look at your how beautiful you are, how muscular you are, how tall you are, how short you are, or what color you are. He looks at your heart and your actions. He looks at your heart. Whether you are black or white, your heart is white inside of it. Once you make a sin, there's a black dot. He looks at your heart. Does it have any black dots in there? Meaning you have sins. He looks at that. He doesn't look at your outside color. He looks at the color of the heart, which is white for both, black and white. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول في الآيات التي تلوتها للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. شوف ولا يرهق وجوههم قتر ولا ذلة. القتر هو السواد. Those people who do righteous, they will get the Jannah, and their face will not be darkened with humiliation. Means their face will be bright, as we will see inshallah as we go. But this is a point I like to attract your attention to, because some people don't understand those meanings when you talk about black and white, and how we associate sins and hasanat. And I just thought it would be good to clarify it, because one brother asked me about that. So يقول الله يقول المؤمنون, didn't you, O Allah, made our righteous deed heavier? Didn't you, O Allah, beautified our face and made our face white, meaning we're successful? Didn't you, Allah, admit us to Jannah and saved us from the hellfire? In other words, what else? One of those is sufficient for us to fulfill your promise, whatever the promise is. قال فيكشف الحجاب سبحانه وتعالى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the veil. فينظرون إليه. Then they get to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فوالله ما أعطاهم الله شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إليه ولا أقر لأعينهم. By Allah, Allah never gave them anything in Jannah or outside the Jannah more pleasing to their eyes and more soothing and relaxing to look at than looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the ayah, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. الحسنى هي الجنة, والزيادة هي النظر إلى وجهه سبحانه وتعالى, كما قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما. الحسنى is the Jannah. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ, for those people who did good, الْحُسْنَى, the Jannah. وَزِيَادَةً, and extra. What is the extra? Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما said, it is the opportunity to look at the face of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة قاف,
وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ هذا ما توعدون, هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ, من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب. بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد.
شوفوا ما أجمل نعمة الله سبحانه وتعالى، حتى الجنة يقربها الله سبحانه وتعالى للمؤمنين. أزلفت الجنة، قربت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. Even heaven Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it closer, brings it closer to the righteous. You don't have to walk to it long distance. هذا ما توعدون. This is what we have promised you. For whom لكل أواب حفيظ. For every person who sins and comes back, repents, comes back to Allah a lot. He directs his action to Allah. When he falls, he stands up and comes back to Allah. حفيظ يحافظ على أوامر الله، يحافظ على الابتعاد عن معاصي الله سبحانه وتعالى، تقرب له الجنة. حفيظ you guard yourself from falling in the sins. You guard yourself from falling short in fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول لكل أواب حفيظ من خشي الرحمن بالغيب. Anyone who have خشية of Allah. And we talked about خشية as an action of the hearts. خشية is a level higher than fear. And it doesn't come except with knowledge. ألا إني أعلمكم بالله وأخشاكم له. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm the most knowledgeable of Allah and the most fearing of Allah. من خشي الرحمن بالغيب. The person who really fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing him. When he is alone, وجاء بقلب منيب, and he came to Allah with a broken heart, with a heart that feels bad about the shortcomings, a heart that willing to fulfill and willing to do and willing to serve. أدخلوها بسلام. Enter the Jannah with complete safety, safety of fear, safety of disease, safety of anything that you may not like. ذلك يوم الخلود. Today is the perpetual day. It's the perpetual happiness. It is the eternity. It is the ever bliss of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you're going to get in the Jannah. لهم ما يشاءون فيها. Anything you desire is there. Don't come and tell me, well, I used to play basketball here. Are there any basketball there? Yes, there is basketball, and there is soccer, and there is golf, and there is, what's that, cricket. Everything. لهم, listen to this. لهم ما يشاءون فيها. Anything you want, it's there. Allah told you what He has for you there. But if you desire something else, go ahead and desire it. ولدينا مزيد. Whatever you're going to ask, Allah is going to give you more of that on top of that. This will become very handy when we talk about our next topic, what do women have in Jannah? Remember this ayah. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا. Anything you wish, you have it there. How do you want your husband to look like? You get it. Allah said, does that mean? I guess we're getting into the topic, right? We're not going to talk. So anything you want, you will get it, inshallah, in the Jannah. وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد. What is مَزِيد? What is extra? Looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this. عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاني جبريل في كفه مثل المرآة. جبريل عليه السلام came and in his hand something like a mirror. في وسطها لمعة سوداء. In the middle of it, a black mark. قلت يا جبريل ما هذا؟ I said, oh Jibreel, what is this? قال هذه الدنيا صفاؤها وحسنها. Talking about the mirror. He said, this is the dunya, about the mirror. How beautiful and how pure and clear and beloved to people. قلت ما هذه اللمعة السوداء؟ What about this black mark you have in that mirror? قال هذه الجمعة. This is Friday. As you can see, that color was not associated with bad. Listen to this. قلت وما الجمعة? What is جمعة? قال ها يوم من أيام ربك عظيم فذكر شرفه وفضله واسمه في الآخر. So he started to talk about the virtue of that day in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يقول فإن الله إذا صير أهل الجنة إلى الجنة وأهل النار إلى النار ليس ثم ليل ولا نهار قد علم الله عز وجل مقدار تلك الساعة. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the people of Jannah to Jannah, the people of hellfire to hellfire, there is no day or night, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly the time and pattern. Here now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the night and the day, so we know how to count, and we know the time and such. There, you don't need those. Allah knows the time and everything, and when is righted without the day and the night. فإذا كان يوم الجمعة في وقت الجمعة التي يخرج أهل الجمعة إلى جمعتهم. When the day of Jum'ah, Friday comes, when the people normally go on that day, Friday, to their Friday meeting, ينادي منادي يا أهل الجنة اخرجوا إلى دار المزيد. All people of the Jannah, go to the house of مزيد, the house of more bliss. فيخرجون في كثبان المسك. They go in hills of perfume. Mist, the best of perfume. قال حذيفة والله لهو أشد بياضا من دقيقكم أي الطحين. By Allah, it is more pure and clear and whiter than the wheat, the crushed wheat, the white flour. فإذا قعدوا وأخذ القوم مجالسهم بعث الله عليهم ريحا تدعى المثيرة. When they sit and they take their seats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send on them a wind called المثيرة. فتثير عليهم المسك الأبيض فتدخله في ثيابهم وتخرجه من جيوبهم. So the mist, the beautiful smell, would come to them through the wind, and it will go into their clothes and it comes out of their pockets. Similar to, without any comparison, like the Saudi brothers, they put the bakhur and they put it under their clothes, and that thing comes from all over the body, and you have your whole clothes smelling good. Not a bad idea if you can afford it, because the real stuff is not like those things over here. Very interesting. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم فالريح أعلم بذلك الطيب من امرأة أحدكم لو دفع إليها طيب أهل الدنيا. The wind will know what kind of perfume and how good the perfume is more than your wife knowing the perfume that you have in this dunya. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أين عبادي الذين أطاعوني بالغيب. Allah will proclaim, where are my servants who obeyed me without seeing me? وصدقوا رسلي ولم يروني ولم يروا يعني على الغالبين. And they believed in my messengers and they did not see me, and many of them did not even see the messengers. فهذا يوم المزيد. Today is the extra day for them, extra happiness. فيجتمعون على كلمة واحدة قد رضينا يا رب. Every one of them say, oh Allah, we're happy. We're happy with what you gave us. ويرجع إليهم في قوله لهم يا أهل الجنة لو لم أرض عنكم لم أسكنكم جنتي لو أسكنكم جنتي. If I was not pleased with you, I will not make you in the Jannah. Because they say, okay Allah, we're happy in the Jannah, just be happy with us. Be pleased, do not get angry at us. Because in dunya, if you sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no longer happy. So Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am happy and pleased with you, and that's why you are in the Jannah. Today is the extra day for you. فيجتمعون على كلمة واحدة أرنا وجهك يا رب. See, we know here that Allah promised us to see His face. We remember that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, today you get your extra. Go ahead, say it, what it is. We're happy. But we want you to be pleased with us. Okay, I'm pleased with you. That's why you're in the Jannah. But you have the promise I promised you. Go ahead. What do you want? They say, oh Allah, show us your face. قال فيكشف الله تبارك وتعالى الحجب ويتجلى لهم تبارك وتعالى فيقشاهم من نوره لولا أن الله قضى ألا يموتوا لاحترقوا. Then he reveals the veil, and his light will encompass them, covers them, enfolds them. Hadn't it been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change their creations and willed that they will not be harmed, they would have been dead, they would burn down. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لَهُمْ ارْجِعُوا إِلَى مَسَاكِنِكُمْ. Go back to your homes. وَقَدْ فَيَرْجِعُونَ وَقَدْ خُفُوا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ. They go back and now they're strangers to their wives. It's not the same person who left. The light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touched you. Not just one part of you, all of you. وَخَفِينَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِمَّا غَشِيَهُمْ مِنْ نُورِهِمْ فَلَا يَزَالُ النُّورُ يَتَمَكَّنُ حَتَّى يَرْجِعُ إِلَى حَالِهِمْ أَوْ إِلَى مَنَازِلِهِمْ. So their wives would not know them, and they would not really see their wives the way they left them. A lot more beautiful. This is like, you know how sometimes, without any examples. فتقول لهم أزواجهم لو خرجتم من عندي لقد خرجتم من عندنا بصورة ورجعتم إلينا بغيرها فيقولون تجلى لنا ربنا عز وجل فنظرنا إلى ما خفينا به عليكم. They say, man, you have left us with a picture and you came back with a wonderful picture. What happened? Then the husbands would say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed His face and we have some of His light on us and that's why you don't know us. قال فهم يتقلبون في مسك الجنة ونعيمها في كل سبعة أيام وهو يوم المزيد. So they are enjoying themselves in the beautiful smell of the mist. Every 7 days, every Friday, they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now remember, when we said before, we said, depending on your level, you may say more, see more than that. But the least a person would see is once a week. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذه الآية كما أخبرنا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. جرير بن عبد الله says that we were with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم a night where the moon was full. وقال إنكم سترون ربكم عيانا كما ترون هذا القمر لا تضامون في رؤيته. You will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly, like you see this moon today, without any hardship. Because you think that you look at the moon and everybody is going to look at, imagine like you're looking at a person and the whole world is looking at that person. What's the chance of you being able to see that person? Zero. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you see that moon? You're having any hard time? You're pushing each other? You're fighting for it to see it? No. Does anyone who can see the moon in any part of the world having any problem with it? No. You will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise. No problem in seeing Him, even though He is one and you have the entire world from the time of Adam until the day of judgment, looking at him from the people of the Jannah, you will not have a problem looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salamun alaykum. Salamun alaykum. Peace be upon you. بينما أهل الجنة في النعيم إذ صفع لهم نور فرفعوا رؤوسهم فإذا الرب جل جلاله قد أشرف عليهم من فوقهم فقال سلام عليكم يا أهل الجنة وهو قوله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة ياسين سلام قولا من رب الرحيم فلا يلتفتون إلى شيء مما هم فيه من النعيم ما داموا ينظرون إليه حتى يحتجب عنهم وتبقى فيهم بركته ونور وتبقى فيهم بركته ونور. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the people of the Jannah and He says, Peace be upon you, the people of the Jannah. Salamun alaykum. They raise their heads and they look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They continue to look at Him and ignore everything that they have as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and they are able to see Him. And this is the meaning in Surah Yasin when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun qawlan min Rabb al-Rahim, referring to the people of the Jannah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hunaka na'im la yusaf, incredible or indescribable bliss by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jannah. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, لعباد الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر ومصداق ذلك فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Hadith al-Qudsi that for my servants the rewards in Jannah, eyes never seen, things that eyes never seen, ears never heard of, and it never even occurred in the heart of any person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed that in the Quran. No soul shall know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved for them in things that pleases their eyes in the Jannah as a recompense or a reward for what you have been doing. Not you have been saying, for what you have been doing. Is this it? Is this the great bliss? Now when we talk about seeing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, akram shay' fil jannah. This is the most dignified, most generous bliss in the Jannah. Ila a'zam na'im. Now we want to go to the greatest of all. The greatest bliss in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قوله سبحانه وتعالى ورضوان من الله أكبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what you have in Jannah and what you're going to see, and He's going to give you extra, and His happiness about you is the greatest thing of all. أرضى عليكم اليوم أرضى عنكم فلا أسقط عليكم. Today I will be pleased with you, I will never be angry at you. This is the highest of all. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu yaqul an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَقُولُ لِأَهْلِ جَنَّةِ يَا أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَقُولُ لَبَّيْكَ وَسَعْدَيْكَ وَالْخَيْرُ فِي يَدَيْكَ فَيَقُولُ هَلْ رَضِيتُمْ فيقولون وما لنا لا نرضى يا ربنا وقد أعطيتنا ما لم تعطي أحدا من خلقك فيقول ألا أعطيكم أفضل من ذلك فيقولون وأي شيء أفضل من ذلك فيقول أحل عليكم رضواني فلا أسخط عليكم بعده أبدا. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من أهل طاعته ومحبته ورضوانه. أمين يا رب العالمين. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the people of Jannah, O people of Jannah, they say, yes, O Allah, whatever pleases you, we are fulfilling, we are answering your call, and all goodness is in your hand. He says, are you happy with what I have given you? They say, of course, O Allah, why wouldn't we be happy? And you have given us what you have never given anything or anyone of your creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, shall I give you something better than that? And then they would say, what is better than that, O Allah? He says, today I will be pleased with you, I will never be angry at you after today ever. هل شبعتم يا شباب؟ بدكم تبدلوا؟ You satisfied so far? You want something different? Let's give you some of this. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. You enter the Jannah permanently, you would never ask for anything different. This is the one that I personally am dying to hear. كيف بأهل الجنة إذا ذبح الموت بين الجنة والنار. Now let's talk about death. That's the scary one. Death, when people go to Jannah and people go to hellfire, death will be brought up in between Jannah and Hellfire. Now, most of you are thinking, oh, poor angel of death. It's his chance now. It's not angel of death. Death itself, not the angel of death. The word death would come in a form of a ram. يقول يؤتى بالموت كأنه كبش أملح فيوقف بين الجنة والنار. Death will be brought forward like a very healthy ram. فيقول يا أهل الجنة. المصري خبر السويد. يا أهل الجنة. Look, all people of Jannah, busy with the fun time and everything. And you know when you died, you saw the angel of death. And you look, oh my God, and you see him. Can you imagine? You know, you're having fun with something, and you know that thing is the thing that strips you from everything. فَيَشْرَئِبُونَ يعني بالعربي بوقف شعر راسه. Their hair sticks out. It's like they've been electrocuted. فَيَشْرَئِبُونَ وَيَنْبُرُونَ وَيَقُولْ يَا أَهْلَ النَّارِ. Even the people in hellfire, look at the punishment they are in. When they look at the angel of death, it terrifies them. فَيَشْرَئِبُونَ وَيَنْبُرُونَ. Their hair sticks out too. It's not like, oh, what's the big deal? Look what we are in. No, it is a big deal. This is how horrible, dreadful death is. ويقول يا أهل النار فيشربون ينظرون ويرون أنه قد جاء الفرج أهل الجنة. They are fearing. From what? From dying, because they're going to lose everything. The people of the hellfire, they're happy because they think, oh, now we're going to die. Yes, death is horrible, but it's better than what we are in. Because remember when they are in the hellfire, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكَ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبَّكَ. Oh Malik, please, take this message to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finish us, make us die. And then comes after 40 years or so many hundred years, إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. You know, like you're choking and you want an answer in a second. And then Malik shows up after 40 years minimum, and they say, sorry guys, you're going to stay. فيذبح الموت ويقال يا أهل الجنة خلود ولا موت ويا أهل النار خلود ولا موت فازداد أهل الجنة فرحا إلى فرحهم وازداد أهل النار حزنا إلى حزنهم فيأمن هؤلاء وينقطع رجاء هؤلاء. Look at the happiness now. You're in the Jannah. You get to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have everything you want. You are with the hur. You get an extra mazid, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you and never angry at you. And now the final thing that might strip all those happiness from you is death. Death is slaughtered. No more death. There's no such a thing called death. So that means you're there permanently. So get that happiness on top all of the happiness that you have in Jannah. And for the people of the hellfire, look at that misery they are in. Now there's no death, meaning they're going to continue being alive and being punished. So it gives them more stress and more distress and more pain on top of the pain that they have. You want to go to Jannah, brothers? Or you're just sitting here, you want to know what happens to the people of Jannah, you got nothing to do with it. So like somebody talking about something, you say, irrelevant. Well, I want to go there. يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة except one kind إلا من أبى. Everyone will enter the Jannah except those who refuse. If I ask each individual one of you, you want to go to Jannah? Everyone says, of course I want to go to Jannah. But you would find anyone who says no? No. The companions were shocked. They asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَأْبَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, who's going to say no? This is a crazy person. قَالْ مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. You listen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have obeyed me. You enter the Jannah. If you don't, then you refuse to enter the Jannah. Because the way to Jannah is through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person says, لا إله إلا الله, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Where is Muhammad Rasulullah? It's not there. ضمناً موجود. Anytime you say لا إله إلا الله, Muhammad Rasulullah is included. Because it is his, the Jannah is through him. من أطاعني, الله سبحانه وتعالى قال من يطع الرسول فقد أطاع الله وإن تطيعوه تهتدوا. If you obey him, you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how you go to Jannah, brothers. Look at the sunnah. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he command you? Do it. Fulfill it. You enter the Jannah. If you say, well, I think, and my mother said, and my father said, and my Khalifa said, and my Imam said, and my Shaykh said, and I read, and I heard, and then you are refusing. من خاف أدلج. Do you fear that you miss Jannah? Raise your hand if you fear that you will not make it. MashaAllah alaykum. Kulkum make it? We have a bunch of arrogance here. Man khafa adlaj. That's the fear that you fear for yourself. Is you think that you're doing good and it makes you lazy. If you're really fearing to make it in Jannah, you start early. You would work hard. One brother was asking me about the hadith that says, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا واعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا. Is this a hadith, by the way? I have a doubt it is a hadith, but the meaning is okay. نعم. Ali ibn Abi Talib, it could be one of the companions, radiallahu anhu. But how do you understand it? Work for your dunya like you're never going to die, and work for your akhirah like you're going to die tomorrow. You cannot combine those two. You have to understand it in light of other hadith. What's your job in this life? How did the Prophet ﷺ compare? He said, you are a traveler. كن في الدنيا غريب أو عابر سبيل. If you are a gharib, stranger, or a traveler, what are you going to get from this dunya? From the place where you're traveling? Enough to get you through to where you're going. So work for this dunya like you live forever. But you're not staying here. You're a traveler. So how much you need? I need enough from this dunya, as long as I live, to continue on working for the hereafter. I need money. I need help. I need family. I need all of this. I cannot say, well, I don't need that, or this is attaching to the dunya. No. So get from the dunya enough, but constantly think of death. Because you're building for the hereafter. So your main goal is the hereafter, not this dunya. How would you know a person? How can you tell a person if he is a person from the people of the hereafter or from the people of dunya? Test. Make it to yourself and to anyone you talk to. Ask the person, or without asking the person, start to talk about death. If the person does not like to hear about death, know that he is attached to this dunya. Because death terminates all that fun that he has. And if he is listening and enjoying listening about it, know that this person is attached to the hereafter. Because death terminates this misery here and gets you to the everlasting happiness that we are looking for, which is the Jannah. Tayyib, what is the dowry for the Jannah? It's not free. عَلَى إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةٌ. It is very expensive. The dowry of the Jannah is submission, total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commandments. The brother is going to say, no one does that, brother. We say the intention is to submit. Sins will happen. Even if you promise yourself, even if somebody over your head with a sword, you will fall for mistakes. As long as you are with your intention, I am sami'na wa ata'na, when you sin, ask forgiveness, you're cool, you're going to the Jannah, and you are paying for the Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me seal this whole thought with the last ayat that I talked about in Surah, or I read in Surah Qaf. أربع صفات لأهل الجنة. أربع صفات لأهل الجنة. Four characteristics, qualities for the people of Jannah. وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. Jannah for the متقين. هذا ما توعدون. This is what you are promised. Quality number one. أواب. لكل أواب. A person who continues to come back and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time after time, promising to submit and fulfill even after he falls. Hafir, yuhafid ala ta'at. Hafir, he safeguards himself from sinning as much as he can. He safeguards himself from falling short, not praying on time, not paying zakah, not fasting and all that. لكل أواب حفير. That's second. من خشي الرحمن. خشية الرحمن. الخوف من الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية. Anywhere I go, Muslim or non-Muslim, at home or not at home, with a friend or with an enemy, with a little, with old, rich, poor, I'm always, whether I'm going to work or I'm going to the masjid, I'm always making present Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my mind that He's watching me. When I talk, He's watching me. When I work, He's watching me. When I pray, He's watching me. When I want to fight, He's watching me. All the time. خشي الرحمن الرحيم. Because if you know that, you will not fall in many of the things that we, most of us fall. وجاء بقلب منيب. إنابة. And the fourth one is إنابة. Your heart fully wanting to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us may have never been good before, or they have deviated for so many years and now they're coming back. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes you with open arms. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everything that you have done. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even changes it for you to good deeds. No one more generous, no one more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never think that it's too late for me. I've been an evil person. I will never make it to Jannah. I will never make up for the sins that I have done. Know that you will make it inshaAllah. إياك نعبد. Only you, Allah, I worship. If you submit to that and if you fulfill that with sincerity, know that definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you إياك نستعين. You ask Him, help me. Help comes automatic if you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will guide you. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, that the best dua that you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you is to help you obey Him. Tas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yuthabbitak ala ta'atih, aw an yahdik ila ma yuhibbuhu wa yardah. Because if you get that, you're a successful person, and definitely you will enter the Jannah. So, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, finally, أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٍ. This is the Jannah, brothers and sisters. And we have talked about everything that you want to know in brief. You think it's brief? Yes. Except one thing. We have to deal with our sisters now. You think that takes one time, one talk? We will see, inshallah. We wanted to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for the sisters in the Jannah. As if all that stuff that we talked about, it's not filling their eyes. And all that, rivers and food and restaurants and reclining and all of that, and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having the mercy on them, you still want something else. It's a competition for contemporary, or over the myths of the contemporary days, of what we call the battle between the genders, male and female. What we call equality. What we call rights. It's not in Islam. Is there anything? Is there any equality between men and women? No. No, brothers. No equality whatsoever. If there is equality between men and women, I'll never get married. Anyone would get married if there's equality between men and men? You know what equality means? Yani resemblance. Total resemblance. That's equality. Whatever you got, she got. That's a disaster, yeah. There is justice. There is justice. مَنْ حَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ. Oh, we're going to talk about women now. Never. Okay. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. Inshallah, next time we'll talk in detail about many things for women and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them and what He promised them and why He talked about us more and talked about Hur and all that. We'll do that next time, inshallah. If you have a question, we'll do. If not, subhanahu wa ta'ala.